This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and the Urban Extension Road, the second. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said the projects have been developed under the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital with the objective of greatly improving connectivity, cutting travel time and reducing traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has warned against illegal immigration, which is threatening the demography of the country. In his Independence Day address, Mr. Modi announced a high-powered demography mission to protect the country from the dangers posed by illegal immigrants. The Prime Minister said he would like to alert the nation about the concern, which has now become a challenge.
जब डेमोग्राफी परिवर्तन होता है तब राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के लिए संकट पैदा होता है. देश की एकता, अखंडता और प्रगति के लिए ये संकट पैदा सामाजिक तनाव के बीज बो देता है और कोई देश अपना देश घुसपैठियों के हवाले नहीं कर सकता है. तो हम भारत को कैसे कर सकते हैं? हमने एक हाई पावर्ड डेमोग्राफी मिशन शुरू करने का निर्णय किया है. इस मिशन के द्वारा भारत पे मंडरा रहा है जो संकट है उसको निपटाने के लिए तय समय में सुविचारित निश्चित रूप से अपने कार्य को करेगा.
In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are underway in Chisauti village of Kishtwar district after a devastating cloud burst. The army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration are on the ground with two Mi-17 helicopters and an advanced light helicopter on standby in Jammu and Udhampur. The flash floods have left 60 people dead, over 100 injured and left several missing. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah visited Chisauti today to assess the damage caused by the flash floods. He interacted with locals who shared first-hand account of the destruction and the ongoing challenges on the ground. He was briefed by a senior army officer supervising the relief and rescue operation. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, assuring them of all possible assistance from the centre. The Prime Minister took stock of the situation and emphasised swift relief and rehabilitation efforts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed his gratitude to his South Korean counterpart Cho Yan for South Korea's condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, which took place in April this year. In his opening remarks at a meeting with Mr. Yan in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar also extended greetings to the South Korean Foreign Minister on the occasion of Korea's National Liberation Day. He also noted that their discussions would cover a range of topics including defense, security, business, economics, connectivity and people-to-people relations. The nation remembers former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 7th death anniversary today. The BJP stalwart had breathed his last on this day in 2018. Atal Bihari Vajpayee served as the Prime Minister on three occasions. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his memorial Sadaiv Atal in the national capital. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees are thronging temples to offer prayers. Thousands of temples across the country have been decorated with flowers and jhankis are on display, as is the tradition. In Uttar Pradesh, the Krishna Janmabhoomi temple in Mathura is beautifully decorated to celebrate Janmashtami. A large number of people have reached Mathura and Vrindavan to celebrate the festival. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also participated in Shri Krishna Janmotsav today and offered prayers at the Shri Krishna Janmabhoomi temple. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all countrymen on the occasion of Janmashtami. In shooting, the Asian Championship 2025 will begin today at the Shymkent Shooting Plaza in Kazakhstan. Two-time Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar will lead India's campaign at the event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.